Here coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid Fireman's Insurance in Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. State Representative Joseph Pavlov is backing the Joshua Conin Act, a pair of bills that would require statewide training for unlicensed bouncers and security staff at Michigan establishments with liquor licenses. The legislation now before the House Regulatory Reform Committee focuses on preventing positional asphyxia using safe restraint techniques and knowing when to seek medical help, with the goal of reducing in-custody deaths and closing gaps left by varying local ordinances. And Tuscola County Commissioner Bill Lutz reported that the information from the Tuscola Road Commission that only the Michigan Department of Transportation could approve rumble strips and flashing solar lights on stop signs is not accurate. Lutz had the opportunity to talk directly to an MDOT agent. Lutz said he learned that the MDOT only controls state roads and not county roads, so there could be rumble strips and or flashing red solar lights on top of stop signs at intersections. During a recent county meeting, it was noted that there are some bad intersections in the county where vehicle crashes keep occurring. They are the intersections of Deckerville and Hurd's Corner, Dutcher and M81, Bevins and M24, and M15 and Brutch Run Road and Irish Road. Because Billy Putman had three family members killed and three others badly injured at the intersection of Deckerville and Hurd's Corner Roads when a semi-truck ran a stop sign, he did some research on the cost of adding additional warnings and on bad intersections. Putman estimated it would cost $29,400 or less to have rumble strips or flashing solar lights at intersections in the county where crashes regularly occur. And the Human Development Commission has been awarded $850,000 in state grants to provide residential lead hazard control services across Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, Lapeer, and Bay counties. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced the multi-county grant as part of more than $8 million in statewide funding aimed at protecting families from lead exposure in their homes. The Thumb Region allocation ranks among the larger awards distributed to communities across Michigan, trailing only metropolitan areas such as Detroit, Battle Creek, and Muskegon. Eligible households with at least one Medicaid-enrolled resident can receive lead inspection, risk assessment, permanent removal or encapsulation of lead-based paint, removal of pre-2014 plumbing fixtures containing lead, soil remediation, and temporary relocation during abatement work. The funding provided through Michigan's Children's Health Insurance Program must be used by September 30th, 2026. MDHHS Director Elizabeth Hurdle said the initiative targets vulnerable populations to reduce health risks associated with lead contamination in residential properties. And Mount Combe County Evergreen is in the national spotlight this year after a West Michigan farm was chosen to grow the official 2025 White House Christmas tree. Corson's Tree Farms in Sydney Township earned the National Christmas Tree Association 2025 Grand Champion Grower title, securing the right to provide the White House Blue Room tree. It is the first time in roughly 40 years that a Michigan-grown tree has been selected for the honor, and only the third time a Michigan farm has supplied the official White House tree. The centerpiece is a towering concolor fir, about 25 feet tall, prized for its citrus-like scent and full symmetrical shape, harvested at the Montcalm County Farm and shipped to Washington. First Lady Melania Trump welcomed the tree's arrival at the White House on November 24th, continuing a long-running holiday tradition linking the presidency with America's tree growers. Second-generation owners Rex and Jessica Corson traveled to the Capitol for the delivery, part of a nearly 60-year custom of national contest winners, presenting the official White House tree. In addition to the Blue Room tree, Corson's is also furnishing a smaller tree for the Oval Office and several evergreens for the Michigan governor's residency in Lansing, stretching the farm's holiday reach from the state capital to the nation's capital. The family farm has been growing Christmas trees in Sydney since the early 1970s and has built a reputation for meticulously shaped, award-winning evergreens. This year's selection revives Michigan's White House tree legacy dating back to the Ford and Reagan era, giving Michiganders a special connection to the holiday decor in Washington in 2025. When we come back from this Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
If you're looking to protect your car, home, or business, call me, Amanda Langmaid, here at Farmers Insurance in Sebring. Whether you're on the road, relaxing at home, or running your business, we have the coverage you need. Plus, with plans that include Aflac, Medicare, comprehensive auto and commercial insurance, we can create a custom solution for every aspect of your life. I'm Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance. Call me at 989-704-3409 and get the protection you need where it matters the most. Again, that's 989-704-3409.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, the Department of Homeland Security plans to end temporary protected status for more than 4,000 people from Myanmar living in the United States early next year, a move that will require affected residents to seek other legal avenues to remain or face possible return to a country still dealing with political instability and human rights concerns. And in international news, in Nigeria, at least 24 schoolgirls who were abducted in recent kidnappings have been released after more than a week in captivity, though hundreds of other children remain missing from separate mass abductions that have drawn renewed attention to insecurity in armed groups in several regions. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance of Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.